You manipulated me into this.
That's bullshit, Jeff.
You greased the rails.
I greased the rails for a guy who wanted to say yes. I helped him to say yes, that's all. You're not a robot, Jeff. Right? You got a mind of your own, don't you?
Up to you, Jeffrey. That's the power you have, Jeffrey. Vital insider information the American public need to know. Lowell Bergman, the hotshot who never met a source he couldn't turn around.
I fought for you and I still fight for you.
You fought for me? You manipulated me
into where I am now. Staring at the Brown and Williamson building,
it's all dark except the 10th floor. That's the legal department. That's where they fuck with my life.
Lounge of the Empire Hotel. He was drinking for diversion. He was thinking for himself. A little money riding on the maple leaves. Along comes a lady in lacy sleeves. She says, let me sit down, you know, drinking alone. It's a shame, it's a shame, it's a crying shame.
Hi and welcome to the Only Movie Podcast. This is Andrew.
This is Tom Brady.
And this is Edelman.
We did it.
Fuck Tom Brady.
Tom Brady.
Well, fuck you. Yeah,
Tom Brady is Thanos.
Well, fuck you then.
That's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6.
Yeah, six?
Is six?
I thought
no.
It was four before.
No.
Is six no?
Is he going to retire, Damian?
When he came back.
Nope, he's not. No. He said no way.
No, he said 45, yeah. So I have 3 more years.
Yep.
Are you serious?
He wants yeah, I'm very serious.
Fucking 45?
Yeah, yes. That's what he said. Mm-hmm. And why would you stop?
If you're still at the top of
right.
your game?
Right. Or at least you've been playing for 20 years. You've been to 9 Super Bowls.
Yeah.
You've won 6 out of the 9. I wouldn't stop.
I want his center to be hurt.
Uh-huh.
So that he has to play without... That magical
yeah, without center. Protection. Yeah.
Bill Belichick would scheme up
I was watching that game, and all I was cheering for is for Tom Brady to get one proper clap.
Yep.
Yeah.
Which he did. He did get one.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
He got more than one, but it didn't change anything. Because the Rams couldn't score points.
No, they could not.
They didn't
Goff
score points.
Horrible.
Because he's bad.
But then the Goff Patriots defense looked really good.
Goff is good when Todd Gurley is good. Todd Gurley runs, gets 8 yards, and then you don't need a good quarterback to get a first down.
So you're saying Goff needs a Gurley man to...
Basically. To yeah, everyone needs a Gurley man.
Yeah.
He can pretend that he's not injured, but I know he's injured. Well, at least the Lakers playing today, because the last match they didn't. They lost by 40. They scored points this time, so that's a good sign.
Yay.
Oh, so good. All right,
but
speaking
anyways.
Of sports. Speed McQueen. That's a sport. Yeah, Speed in his name.
Where were you going? But I want to see where this was going.
There'd be a Formula One joke or a NASCAR joke for Americans.
You could do a Le Mans joke. It would work with the Steve McQueen
yeah.
thing. Yeah,
but like two people would get it.
Yeah.
I know Le Mans. I know Steve McQueen was in that movie.
Sadly,
I actually watched that movie.
Despite owning it and owning it for... I've owned it for at least 5 years and I still haven't watched it. I know, something wrong with me. I know. And ever since I watched Bullet, that's when I decided I love Steve mm-hmm. McQueen. The you know, I love white Steve McQueen. Steve Whitey McQueen, right?
Racist.
Correct. It's not racist if it's true.
No, it's still racist.
But anyways, moving right along.
Speaking of racist,
yes.
We watched a Liam Neeson movie.
Yes.
You have no idea, do you? Or did you choose not to know? Your husband stole $2 million from me. This is about my life. This is about my life. And because it's about my life, it now becomes about yours.
So yes, Widows. We're here to talk about Widows, the 2018 thriller by one Mr. Steve McQueen. Which is a remake of a TV British TV series about a series of women whose husbands have all been murdered, who were robbers, thieves, and they decided to pull off a heist due to their exceptional circumstances, if we like to put it nicely. Damien,
mm-hmm.
You officially are the biggest Steve McQueen fan on this podcast. If because I think you saw Hunger 1 week before me, so that counts.
All right. Fair enough.
Know that Steve McQueen is stepping further, is going closer and closer to being a part of the Fast and Furious franchise. Is this a positive or a negative on his career for you?
I really wanted to like this movie. I really did. But this movie isn't good. And it's making me very sad. I don't know what I want from him anymore. He made Shame. I didn't like Shame. He followed that up with 12 Years a Slave. I did enjoy that. And now this, where like it's good that he can call anyone and have them appear in his movies, even for 13 seconds, like all of the male cast in this movie. All of those guys at the start, you're just like, oh, I guess they're going to be in it. No. And I enjoy watching Colin Farrell play a slimy piece of garbage. He's always been good at that. But this movie does something that I never thought he would ever be a victim of, which is this movie is trying too hard. And it feels weird. Like, at the start of the movie, he is establishing who all the men are and all the soon-to-be widows are. And they're showing them, like, they're like, oh, they're loving, and, you know, it feels, and then it, like, they show them, like, in bed, and they show them, like, playing with children, and it's intercut with the heist going wrong. And they're just like, this doesn't really feel right, but whatever, let's see where this goes. But then there's, like, flashbacks at weird times where Viola Davis is, that's her, right? Right, it's the right person. I don't want to mix up her name because all of them look alike to me. She is remembering Liam Neeson at just weird times. And the movie, like, intercuts it with her, like, lying in bed and and you're just like, movie, I get what you're trying to go for. I understand. But then where the movie felt like it was headed into Spike Lee territory is where they explain what happened to the son. And I was just like, no, not in this movie. Any other movie I'm going to give you, you can try this. But not this movie. Because they're all fucking criminals. You don't get to put in police brutality in this movie. It's unnecessary and out of place, and has nothing to do with the actual movie. And then as the movie progresses, like, I actually enjoyed the relationships that the widows were having amongst themselves. I like the roles they were playing, and you could see that they were playing up these roles because all of them were scared shitless. And that all worked up until it was near time to execute this plan, and you saw that there's a twist in the movie, and you're just like, but why though? Like, wasn't this movie working okay? Like, I enjoyed what I thought this movie should have been is Paperboy and Get Out harassing these women for the entirety of the movie, because they felt the right kind of menacing. And it's like, all right. But you knew something was up because they kept going back to Colin Farrell's character, it's like, this is unnecessary. I don't know what that is for. And you see them try and tie it back to... So the movie, it feels sloppy. And that's not something I expected. Because as much as I didn't like Shame, it wasn't sloppy. And none of his other movies are... Like, there's a story that he's trying to tell in each one of his movies. This is the first movie he had where it felt like he was trying to tell four stories and then wrapping them together. But I didn't know this came from a TV show. So I don't know if it's that he was trying to stay true to the TV show. And why a TV show has multiple episodes for you to see all the stuff. He was just like, I have 2 hours. I need to bring all of these threads that came out of the TV show together. I'm not sure. I will find out though, because I definitely want to see this TV show.
It's from the 80s though, but I too.
Yeah. I'll see what's up.
Mm-hmm.
But the movie, like, the teams, because of course the teams played hard. When you get this amount of acting talent, you can get things done. And he's always been a tremendous director. So that was... But then the story felt so sloppy. And the movie... The end of the movie is so unsatisfying. No, it's not Ocean's 8 bad. It is a far superior movie to that. But the trailer that they cut and put out felt like there was going to be a lot of action and a lot of tension in this movie. And this movie is devoid of both. There's no action in this movie and there's no tension in this movie. There's a bit of tension to start out with, but that quickly disappears once they're like, you have 1 month to get us back our money. And then Get Out is going around menacing people. And he's my favorite part of the movie. There's a point where he stabs a man in a wheelchair. And I know I shouldn't have laughed. As the guy was crawling away. And he kept stabbing him in the leg to see if he was actually feeling anything. I know that's not a point of laughter in the movie. It's not being played for laughs. But I did laugh.
I did enjoy whenever when he was basically making the gentleman rap.
Oh yeah, yeah. Oh, yeah,
that was good. Like me Boy. And Daniel Kaluuya. You're in the right movie for me.
His name is Get Out. I refuse to call him by his real name.
Can his we name call is him Wakanda? He's in that movie.
No. Mm-mm. You call him Wakabi. Okay.
Zumanda. Zamunda.
And by the way, Paperboy is just future young Zuri.
He's not asked to do enough in this movie.
Right.
The first time he goes to the apartment, you're just like, oh, I want some more of this. But that's the last time he's asked to do much of anything.
He was actually really good in this movie.
Yeah, but he's not asked to do a lot.
I love seeing him in things because Paperboy. I laugh whenever I see him. Because Paperboy.
Yeah.
But he was really good in this movie.
The actors did their jobs. Name me one actor that didn't do their job.
I know.
Job.
You know what happened to me? Just so that's the problem, right? My problem with this movie is this movie's bad.
Yeah.
First of all, let's get it over with. Fuck this movie.
No,
right?
I like Viola Davis too much. It's a sickness. Here's I can't help myself.
This is a similar situation to First Man.
Mm-hmm.
It's not that it's really bad.
Yeah.
It's that I am so fucking upset that I didn't like this movie.
Okay.
So it can go fuck itself.
Right. So this one, I can't defend. This one, I'm on board.
Because, and it's something that, we spoke about this before, Damien. I think I'm pulling another Benicio del Toro because Steve McQueen is a director I legitimately love.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I realize that I think I love him for 2 reasons. One, all the movies I've seen, he's obviously technically great.
Mm-hmm.
And 2, other people really like other movies that he's made.
Yeah.
I have decided to only watch 12 Years a Slave, which is
a genre you don't like.
It's what it is.
Yes.
And this movie, which, again, and so I cannot, I want us to talk about spoilers. Yes. And I cannot go into some of the depths of why I hate this movie until we do. So let's talk about that later. But that's a key part. Something, essentially, how, I don't want to use the word lazy, but how predictable this movie is, was even worse. Because essentially, there was a point where something happened and I said, a lesser director and a lesser writer would have done X. And that's exactly what happened.
X gave it to you.
But to move on, some of these players played hard. I really like, as you say, Wakabe was fantastic, as was future Young Zuri. Mm-hmm. I feel like all...
Paperboy.
We just need to call all black actors by their Wakanda
names.
Their
Black Panther names.
Yes, because they're all in that movie. All
right.
Right?
It's Killmonger in there somewhere.
Probably. Yeah. Probably. Yeah. All right. So, this... Oh, my gosh. You know what? I'm not even really going to talk about this until we talk about trailers. Just know that I don't like this movie. And it's more just... depressing disappointment for how much I was looking forward to this film. Andrew, what did you think?
Oh no.
I know Andrew kind of likes this movie.
Oh no.
I'm looking around.
Let's see what happens here.
I'm looking around me. I'm trying to see where I should pick this up. No, here lies the thing I want to make clear.
Yes.
I don't think this is a perfect movie.
Okay.
I think this movie has many cracks. And I know there's one specific scene that probably triggered Douglas more than he thought it would. Right? More than all the other things that aren't perfect about this movie. Right? And I remember the first time I saw this movie, I was let down by it. Like, I felt like it was four movies that all could have been good by being that one movie instead of these four movies all in one. But rewatching this movie, I actually really liked how they played everything together, with a few varying exceptions. Damian mentioned it. I love all of the characters, pretty much every character in this movie. I love all of the acting of every character. It's strange how much I kept thinking the first time I'm watching this, why are we spending so much time with Colin Farrell? And the second time I went, I wish I had more time with Colin Farrell, especially if I could have Robert Duvall just screaming at him some more.
Oh, yeah. Boy. Robert, old ass Robert Duvall.
Yup.
Still killing the game.
You just throw him in the movie and say, they probably didn't give him a script. They just said, just scream things at Colin Farrell that you think is really about him.
Yeah, say things about him that would actually hurt his feelings.
I mentioned it during the end of your show. I brought up a lot of people from this movie about MVPs.
Yes, right? I remember. Especially Elizabeth the dog.
Debicki, right?
Yeah, man.
I love everything about Debicki in this movie.
She was good in this.
Yeah, like every scene that she got, she knocked out of the park, right, with her character. I guess the only person in this movie that I shouldn't say upset me for not being able to
step up
to everyone else. Yeah. But then again, I really shouldn't be upset because I really shouldn't expect more from her is Letty.
Yeah. Like at some point you just like,
she had that one scene.
It's with what she does.
With the guy where she's like trying to find out where the location is.
Right.
Which I found really a really great scene.
Yeah. Because you're like, oh, right, she can act. I remember that.
I actually really like that scene.
Yeah.
And let me tell you why. It's not because of like what happens in it. It's because of, she gets into this thing where she starts making out with this guy and they both just lost their
significant others.
Yeah. The spouse. That's what I was looking for. And
you're trying to think of the non-gendered word.
Yeah, exactly. Because two separate genders. But anyway. And then she runs off. And then I realize it wasn't until then that I realized, wait, no, that actually happened.
Yeah.
It wasn't.
Yeah, she actually did lose her spot.
Right. Exactly. There wasn't some weird thing, like right. shitty she, movie thing going right. on.
Right. She wasn't playing.
Yeah. And like, that is what I love about scene, that, yeah. About that scene.
Yeah.
And it was a throwaway scene that was not necessary, but because mm. of that, it, let's say, subverted my expectations.
Yeah. You thought she was trying to play him, but no, she yeah. was just. Distraught.
Yeah.
And yeah, pretty much everything about this movie I liked. Like even the actual high scene towards the end.
Mm-hmm.
I kinda liked that scene. Like I remember watching it and feeling maybe because I'd already gone through 2 hours of being like, well, this is a messy movie. But now I watch it and I'm like, you know, if someone told me that he was trying to make a Heat-esque heist scene, I think he got close. Not perfect, but he got close.
Incorrect. Don't agree with any of what Andrew does. Just for the record. And I'm going to run him down on this, but I think you're wrong.
You can't get me. Mm. Right? I've got 4 women to heist your home for me.
Yeah, I'm not going to have you besmirch Heat.
Like, I actually wonder what everyone's opinion would be of Heat if it came out today. Because I feel so much where so many movies we watch, we talk about
oh.
that where, like, it takes its time and it's slow. And then you have these long sequences and we're bored by, like, the 90-minute mark because we haven't really seen much.
Oh, I feel can't like tell
today...
You.
No, because we already have the past not talking memories me. Of Heat.
I'm not talking me. There was a guy that came home, one of my mother's friends. He's about 21. He says he likes gangster movies, which I was like, whatever. And I said, you know what? Heat. And he lost his mind during that shootout. Because that shootout still holds
up. He made it to the shootout.
Yeah. Like, because the rest of the movie, it's not as slow as you think it is. It, like, shit keeps... Plus, Pacino is losing his mind throughout yeah. the movie, so that keeps you engaged. You're just like, oh boy. And De Niro is so subdued. You're just like, the juxtaposition, just having Pacino being crazy the entire time. You're just like, oh, the guy that's the criminal is the normal one. And this police guy is losing his shit.
I think there's an age thing to it as well, also, because I remember when I was in high school,
mm-hmm.
we went to Florida for some tennis camp, and that was when it probably just came out on video.
Right.
And we went to Blockbuster Video. Oh, yeah. And we got it. Dark and we were watching it. Everybody else just turned off. I was mm-hmm. the only one that reached yeah. to the second tape. There was yeah. a it was a 2-tape oh, special.
Jesus.
But by that time, I was disgusting. Like, all right, fine. Since yeah. I'm the only person yeah. actually enjoying this movie,
mm-hmm.
let's, you know,
yeah.
not do this.
Like, that shootout scene, it feels like it's happening in real life. Like, you can taste the violence. It's so good. So nothing in this movie compares to any action scene that is in Heat. I refuse to accept that.
You refuse.
Refuse.
I'm sure it's probably a bad comparison, it but is. I feel like there are pieces of this heist that they wanted to play close
oh,
to.
Oh yeah,
like,
no, even everyone
though,
even
knows. Even the way it opens.
Yeah, right, everybody knows have, the template. Like, no, they're just right? like, we have to cheat. Like, when you get something as good as Heat, you're just like, yeah, we're going to take things from this forever, because... It felt so good. So I understand. Like, I understand you having the same feeling. I just don't agree with you saying it is as good as Heat. I will come over there and I will fight you.
No, you won't. It's too cold.
It's too cold. Oh, my God.
The other thing I loved about this movie is Viola Davis herself.
Mm-hmm.
Like, not even so much her acting, because we know, like, it yeah. don't even make sense to talk about that.
Yeah.
But just, like, the character in it, that we see, right?
Mm-hmm.
And it's not just her trying to be strong.
Right.
Right? Throughout these scenes. But the moments where you see her not be strong at all.
Yeah. When you right? see that, it's her act. Yeah.
Right? There's these moments like when she first goes to like the hideout and she like, you see her pick up the jacket. Right? Everywhere she carts that fucking dog around. Right?
Mm-hmm.
And it just, you can just see the look on her being like, she really isn't this ball of.
Yeah.
And the way she gives shit, like, And no one mentioned, guys, Garrett Dillahunt is in this movie.
Yeah, I know. But right. The sad thing is, he's not good in this movie. I mean, he does what he needs to do.
He doesn't have much to do.
But I love watching him in movies because he's kind of like, who were we talking about the other day? That just kills it every time he's in a movie. No, not Del Toro. Like somebody like Dillahunt, where he's just off in the background. Mm-hmm. But Dillahunt is one of those guys where when I see him somewhere, he's usually killing it. He's usually some version of some psychopath, or he seems to be some psychopathic guy, but he's not. Mm-hmm. You know, he's just awesome. But yeah, this movie, I mean, the fact that he had the memory issue. Or whatever it was, the issue that he had, that added a little bit of, I don't want to say edge, but something to his character that at least had me with him for a little while. I was like, oh, this is something that you're doing here. But yeah, I was sad that he didn't get more play. But that's just because I love him so much. Not necessarily. Clearly, he had nothing. There was no reason to have that character in this movie.
Like, there's... You can say that about a lot of people.
John Bernthal, when will he ever play a different character? But I still love him playing this character, even if he's in this movie for 2 seconds.
You know who he's talking? Him.
I know the name. Oh, Punisher. Come on. Yes. Come on. Yeah, I like him. And in this movie, he was Punisher. It was all right.
I like Colin Farrell's handler, the girl.
You mean his wife?
I meant what I
said.
Is
it strange? Every time I see that scene of like the car when he's going from like the event to his house, and I've heard people talk about that scene nonstop as to how they love the look of that scene. I personally don't feel strongly about.
So the way I that really scene like is shot. That scene because of the following. You were with them, right? Mm-hmm. On the whole drive. Yeah. So it was an actual time scene. And that scene took maybe, 30 seconds? And so, essentially, it showed the divide. That within 30 seconds, you can drive from a real shitty part of Chicago to, like, a ridiculously high-end place in Chicago. And uptown. That's what I really liked about that scene more than anything else. Obviously, it was cinematic about the way it did it, but that was one of the things I like. So there's a lot of... and I realize as I'm talking and I interrupt you guys that there's a lot of stuff that I could talk about outside of the spoilery
because
stuff.
Because the teams played hard.
And there was a lot of teams playing hard here. Mm-hmm. I actually like a lot of the small pieces, right? In particular, you spoke, Damian, about her, specifically Viola Davis, remembering things at odd points in time. I actually like the way you did that. It mirrored how you actually, you know, are, and something would happen and then it just there's a flash of a memory somewhere. Mm-hmm. And that was cool, I thought. I agree with you, however, the son had no place. No place whatsoever in this movie.
Oh my god.
it was really bad.
Oh my god.
So yeah, I think we can kinda roll into spoilers at this point, and I'm going to bring up the two things from this movie that I think is probably the most contentious with us all that I personally would cut out. One we've already mentioned, which is the son. They're like hints to the fact that they had a son through all of like their memory scenes.
Right. And that he passed away and that is all I needed.
Yeah, that's all he needed. Yeah.
But they actually show us the death of the son through what is now a very common scene on the news of
Spike Lee joint.
Right. And it plays like a scene where probably a studio guy said, is Spike Lee making this movie? Can we have him add the scene?
Oh, you're black. Put some black shit in this movie. All right.
And when I watched it the second time, I went, oh my God, Douglas is going to fire me for this scene.
Actually, that has nothing to do with why I don't like this movie. It's a throwaway scene, but...
Yeah, it is a throwaway scene, but the fact that it's there, I felt like there would just be some rage. of Andrew, why are you trying to make me care again?
No, Douglas was already Bex before this one.
The second part is the twist that no one really wants to talk about. So if you've come this far, now is the part to like jump out if you don't want to hear about it. Eventually, around halfway through the movie, we find out that Liam Neeson isn't dead.
Okay, hold on, let's stop there. Because that is the end result of why I'm upset. That's not why I'm upset. Let me tell you why I'm upset, Andrew. So let's roll back to the beginning of this movie.
Gunshot.
In the beginning.
In the beginning, when the deal goes bad, and fucking Steve McQueen directs the scene in such a way that you don't actually see Liam Neeson die.
Yeah.
It kind of cuts away and you see the truck blow up and it's all hazy and whatever. I said to myself, and this is exactly what I was talking about earlier, a lesser director or a lesser writer would have this as the point where you think he's dead, but he's not. And I said, no, he wouldn't do this. So I went with it. I was like, no, he's not alive. He's dead. This is actually a movie about the wife and the wives going after. And by the way, if that was that movie, I would fucking love
this movie. Yeah.
So you could actually make a good movie. We could make a DC out of this movie. You know?
We could.
Because if you take out the child, right?
Definitely.
Take out the fact that he's still alive.
Yeah, take out the Neeson's scene.
Right? Yeah, take out the Neeson's is. And end that movie
where Get Out crashes.
No. She has to get the money.
No, she gets the money, right? And we probably need a little more after that.
Okay. You can probably keep in like the final scene.
No, absolutely not. Uh-uh. Fuck that final scene.
Oh no.
That final scene is the worst.
Ooh, it sucks.
Oh boy. You know what? Just end it right where she's carrying the money to the car, and that's it. That would actually probably be a really gooder
movie.
Yeah.
Less bad movie.
Maybe we'd have to take out a little bit of Colin Farrell.
Yeah.
No, we can leave Colin Farrell. No,
fuck Colin Farrell.
I like Colin Farrell.
No, I like him, but not in this. No. This, because he's not really necessary. Yeah, but anyway, that could be a great movie. The fact that when Liam Neeson came back, right? So then there's a scene, we fast forward to closer to the middle of the movie, right? Right before you find out that he's actually alive. Mm-hmm. There's a scene where Paula Viola Davis walks into the fourth widow's house that didn't want anything to do with those guys.
With the best dog ever.
Yes, I love Andrew, and I agree with you. I love that she's just walking around everywhere with this dog in her arms like, yeah, I'm a baller. Fuck you guys. You know? But Viola Davis, you know, kind of walks around in the house because the dog is doing some rubbish. And she sees her husband's, Liam Neeson's, flask and immediately gets upset. And also the dog is kind of scratching at the door. And again, even at that stage, I said to myself, a lesser director would make this mean that he's right there. He's still alive. Mm-hmm. But I said, he's not alive. Here's what happened. And this is something I would have accepted. Mm-hmm. I said, you know what? She just found out that her husband was having an affair with this woman. That's why this woman didn't want to go to her. And the dog is just scratching at the door because maybe that's where they used to fuck. And so there's, I don't know.
Right.
Maybe
there's like a shirt or something in there that's reminding the dog of him.
Like, I was in denial. I was trying hard to justify away. Exactly. Yeah. And then the worst part of it is, it didn't even wait to fuck me at the end like Shyamalan. Literally, she walks out and
then he's immediately
he's presented to
and
us.
You're just like, oh, way to build the tension.
Yeah. And then the way that they connected Colin Farrell to Liam Neeson and to the book, that kind of annoyed me. Because it was they were just trying too hard to make everything fit together. I mean, it was essentially Guy Ritchie, but not early Guy Ritchie, like late Guy Ritchie, right? Guy Ritchie is somewhere between Lockstock and Man from U.N.C.L.E. Somewhere in that nebulous, I don't want to watch any of his movies phase, right? And it was just, Andrew, you don't seem to understand how upsetting this is. Like, literally, the reason that I hate this movie is because I have too much respect for the director. And that's sad. Because if you had said to me, Douglas, watch a Brendan Fraser film, and it did this, I'd be like, oh, this was an okay Brendan Fraser film. Watch a Steve McQueen movie, and it does this shit. Andrew, fuck this movie.
and I think this is a reason why I don't think this movie is great. But at the same time, I kind of like it as like a messy thing, where there are things there that if Damien were speaking right now, he'd say, I could edit it to make it a great movie. Like, you know, cut out like these two and three things, and it works perfectly.
This movie going to for the most part.
Yeah.
Right? I definitely don't like the Liam Neeson comeback. It just felt wrong, right?
Yes. Sloppy, some would say.
Yeah, you spend all of the time with the women and you want to believe all of this is going on, and then he's just there, like, pulling strings in the background, just being like, this is my grand plan that I've always had.
Yeah, but he wasn't even pulling strings. He just showed up at the last.
Yeah, and it was just kind of whatever. I was upset at it, but at the same time, watching it again, I watch it thinking to myself, but what if that didn't happen? I like this movie now. Where, like, I'm going to actively in my mind forget the fact that Liam Neeson is still alive. And just have them do the heist and win the heist and the movie's done.
That would be a great movie, Andrew. Except, that's exactly what I would want.
It wouldn't satisfy the main the thing that is driving this movie is that Paperboy is going to kill all these bitches.
Yeah, it would be great if they had more play in this film. I agree with
and
you.
And so at the end of this movie, the part that really upset me is that first, Get Out is taken out of this movie in the stupidest way I've seen. Like, it's been a long time since I saw something that cartoonish happen in a movie. Like, they bump the back of that car and he's immediately dead.
Yeah, I thought that was a bit... Like, but then, to be fair, I thought about that. And then I thought about our boy Sterling K. Brown in The Predators.
Okay.
And similar.
No.
I mean, it's funnier in The Predator.
Yes, yeah. It is.
Also, he has like a team of goons. There's no way. After he figured out what they're doing, there's no way he would go out there by himself. Like, it felt, even for this movie, it felt like the most contrived way
to kill him.
They're just like, I went to tap this car and he is going to drop dead. And it's like, no, he earned more. He should have been more menacing. It should have been something like skin off their teeth. They're just like he's in the middle of the road and like has shot three of the women. And out of nowhere, something happened. Like, something more.
Oh, by the way, speaking of Brendan Fraser, did you guys catch Benny in this movie from The Mummy?
Holy shit, was that Benny?
Yes, it was.
In the wheelchair?
Yes, it was.
Oh, yeah. Oh, my God. Oh, my goodness.
Oh,
my God.
Wow. Yep.
It is him.
Yes,
wow,
it is.
That's tremendous.
One thing I definitely...
He has that fucked up hair.
Yeah, he does. One thing I definitely want to say, and you've said it, Andrew, I want to just make sure that everybody knows that I am now officially... Well, I have been for a long time. Team DeBicki. She is awesome in this movie. I love her. All of these characters are great. But I love the way, right? First of all, she plays it perfectly. But I love just how her character makes this instant switch, right? For a little while, she is completely overwhelmed and, you know, not able to really manage or handle what is going on. And then at some point, something turns on in her head. Mm-hmm. And she just becomes fucking cold and like a gangster. And
she hears Jackie Weaver slap her once. Oh my god! Like, none of that shit.
And we haven't talked about the fact that Jackie Weaver is in this movie. How is Jackie Weaver in this movie? How are so many great people in it? Well, first, this
because
movie made
Steve McQueen can't call anybody.
This movie made Letty look good because I am going to go on a limb here and say that Andrew is not 100% right. I actually like Letty in this movie.
I'm pretty sure that's what Andrew said.
No, he said she was. Did
I
you like her in this
of
movie?
The I liked her, but she didn't stand out like the rest of
them. All right, fair enough.
Yeah, call no shit.
Yeah. Yeah.
Viola Davis exists.
Yeah, man,
like,
Viola Davis is great.
Even, I'm trying to remember her name, the fourth one, mm-hmm. who was in Battle Royale, the El Royale movie.
Yes.
I didn't watch
like,
that movie.
I feel she stands out more than Letty, and she's only in the movie for half of the time that Letty's in it.
The running one.
Yeah.
Where do I know her from? Because I kept
El
thinking.
Is where I know her.
No, it's not that because I haven't watched it. I kept wondering what it was, but I've seen her in something else.
All of them look alike. It's good to keep saying that because it's so good.
Oh, boy.
But by the way, I want to mention like one of my favorite things in this movie. During the heist, Robert Duvall is murdered.
Yes.
But before that, he pops out with the gun and you just see all of them stop and freeze like they're just frightened to tears. And I love that moment so much. Like I legit laughed.
Douglas,
both times watching this movie when
before.
That happened.
Mm.
Right? And of course it's DeBicki, the one who who does the deed. Because DeBicki's the badass of this team.
That does the murdering.
I also love how that whole political plot line ends at that point where you hear over the radio that Farrell has won out of a sympathy vote because his father died.
Yeah.
And the Mannings are just like, well...
So is it funny that when reporter actually said it's a sympathy vote, I was like, no reporter would say that. That's fucked up.
Yeah.
Again,
this movie... There's things that can be done to tighten up this movie.
Mm-hmm.
The story...
I mean, I know we want to come to this movie and say that we respect McQueen and he deserves to give us a more perfect product.
Yeah, that's
right?
The bar. Yeah.
But the thing is that I look at this and I think this is a really good attempt at bat, especially for a genre that he hasn't played with yet.
No, I don't give.
Right?
Nope.
I don't give.
And,
he does not get E for effort.
He gets so many things right in all of certain places. And there are other parts
I don't give out participation
awards,
Andrew. Please.
I think this movie is a solid like 3.5 out of 5.
Not
at all. Not even.
Directing 5 out of 5. Overall movie 2 out of 5. Max.
Yeah. You know what kind of encapsulates my hatred for this film? Just how contrived it feels. And I'm just going to give you one thing that really, it's like the epitome of how I feel about how contrived it is, which is this. Do you recall, and I remember thinking about it when it happened, do you recall early on in the movie, Letty is playing with her children?
Yeah.
And her children, one of her children, one of the daughters,
has
the voice thing, right?
Yeah.
And then in the heist,
yes,
all of a sudden their voices are crazy.
Yeah.
And immediately I thought, oh, that's why she had the fucking voice thing in her children. Like, so that you could say, like, use it as a callback to say, oh, this is why you sound like this.
I too sound
which
like
is, come on, guy. Really? And that's the sort of thing that you can forgive when the movie's better.
Douglas, listen.
From
the second she opened the lockbox and he had already worked out his master plan, I was just like, boy movie.
Yeah.
Boy.
Yeah.
Like, you telling me that he's so good that he plans the job ahead of the job?
Mm-hmm.
All right, listen, movie. Listen.
They should have just had a title on the diary.
Yeah.
Robin for Dummies.
Yeah.
You know?
Please read. In there should have just been a USB stick, and when she plugs it in, it's just read me file. Like, for all the goddamn, it's like, oh, there's a book. You should trade the book so that you people during Robin season. Okay. Like, as much as I want to be on board with you, Andrew, this movie is just poorly written. Like, it is well acted, but the story is bad.
No, you see, I wouldn't go that far, the story is right?
Bad dog.
I want to say this.
He has a book with his.
No, I agree with you. But if we had done the things that we spoke about earlier, yeah, right?
If you made a better
no
movie.
More Liam Neeson. Yeah. Have the ending a little earlier. Take out a little bit more of Colin Farrell. Maybe add some more of Wakanda, right? Then this would be a great... And those are really just a couple of tweaks.
You said so that, but this, you just said this five movie, things, dog. This movie could be good.
Right? You could almost just edit this movie and make it better.
Cool.
Right?
Uh-huh.
This movie doesn't even have to be rewritten. We could literally make a DC out of this. All right.
Challenge accepted. I'll be unemployed in a couple of months.
Even though, to be fair, you have a problem with it that I don't have. That is probably not uneditable, but a little more ingrained, which is the whole memory thing. I actually like the memory thing.
Those I can cut out because they're just flashbacks, so you can just cut them from the movie and pretend you've never seen them.
But it's cool. But I like it.
But yeah, I just... Maybe the next time I watch this movie...
There'll be a next time.
Yeah, because there can't be a movie that comes out with Viola Davis and I don't watch it with my mother. That's not a thing that can happen. So when I watch it with her, maybe now that I know what to expect, I might have myself a better time. But the overall story is ridiculous. And... The twist, it feels like something straight out of the Shyamalan playbook, where it's just like, wait and see, and it's like, this movie sucks. I don't need to wait. I know what's happening. Your movie's bad. But all of the acting, superb. So, thumb approved. I think that's how this works.
I have to say, I think this is the first movie of 2019 that I feel we're all mostly agreeing on. Right?
We just get to the to different results.
Right. It's Mama Bear, Papa Bear.
Yeah.
I don't think this movie is good. Andrew thinks it's good. And Douglas is somewhere in the middle.
Douglas fucking hates this movie.
Douglas hates the things about this movie he hates, but he agrees that it's like a half hour's edit work to be in the movie he likes.
Yeah, I would agree with that. But the problem is, that means it's not a movie that I like.
What he's done... I call it Prometheus syndrome.
I was about to say, remember when we spoke about Velociraptors?
Yeah. Where you build a better movie in your head.
To be fair.
I like that movie instead.
To be fair, we would actually have to rehire, well, not Ridley Scott, but another director, to create a whole new movie to do right. that. At least with this, we could do this.
You know what's weird? Because we've had that Velociraptor conversation so much,
mm-hmm.
when I think about Prometheus, that is what I don't think about the two actual movies. I think about the fake movie we created. I would be better. Which is not good. Not a good sign. But yeah, I really like the parts of Widows that I like. I really like because mm-hmm. you can't not.
Yeah, of course. Yeah.
But the rest of it is left a lot to be desired, and maybe I'll just lower my expectations the next time because I know what I'm in for. It's happened before in movies.
Yeah. And maybe that's what this is, because literally the reason why I'm so gung-ho or so just vehement about this and how much I hate this is because of who it is and what I expect of them. Because even 12 Years a Slave, right? I don't like that movie.
But, you know,
but it's mainly subject matter why I don't like that movie.
You feel about
that movie is technically great.
You feel about those movies how I feel about Holocaust movies.
There you go.
Seen enough of
them. Yeah.
It doesn't matter how good you make one at this point. I'm pretty sure I'm done. I know it's... yes, I am on board. The Holocaust and slavery are bad. If you could stop now, please. Give it a rest. But yeah.
Team and they clapped when Brad Pitt said he was from Canada.
Oh my god. So dumb.
Oh, that was great.
Yeah. Oh, Lord. Movies are good. I changed my mind. Looking forward to movies. Andrew Robinson.
Yes, sir.
During the Super Bowl, you kept sending... Sorry, the day after the Super Bowl, you continued to send trailers. Let me give you some new guidelines for 2019 and your trailer selection. If it is a movie so big that it can be seen from outer space, I don't need to see the trailer. Hobbs and Shaw, I'm going to go watch that. Toy Story, like all of those. The big ones, I'm good. It is the smaller ones that you know, there's no way Damian would have seen any of this. You can continue to send those. Like the music video you sent today, Douglas didn't see it. I saw it. I find that shit hilarious. She's doing like an 80s montage of bullshit.
I didn't see it. I didn't watch it because I have seen it before.
Okay.
From a long time. I love that song that video.
Yeah, that video.
That's the one where she's like exercising, right? Yeah. It's great. Her juice. And I'm pretty sure I bought that album.
Her juice.
I need to check.
I don't think that album is out yet.
When I said bought, like, it's just pre-ordered. I probably I think this is the title track.
Yeah.
Douglas
has ways on me.
NPR has made me like this girl from at least a year ago.
Right. No, to the meat of the matter. Andrew,
yes,
Shaft.
Sir.
Andrew, don't do that. I thought we were friends.
I couldn't not share that. I needed someone else to see it existing.
By the way, before we move on, we have to at least say that who we're talking about is Lizzo.
Yes.
And if you guys out there don't know who that is
and
have never seen anything of her, please.
Get cracking. Yeah.
Please.
Lizzo's juice.
Oh, spectacular. So good.
Like I remember last week we talked a lot about movies coming out this year.
Yes.
And I mentioned Shaft.
Uh-huh.
But in my mind, I assumed that they were like redoing the whole thing. Right? That they were like, okay, we're just redoing this shit and we're moving on.
Right.
But no, this is like a sequel to Sam Jackson's Shaft.
Yeah, which is a crime. It's a war crime.
And
everyone
should be
arrested.
I just couldn't believe it when I saw it.
Yeah.
And they make him have a son where the son is like all shitty at being Shaft.
Oh, I will never watch his thriller.
Because and they keep making nothing. Jokes at the sun. Yeah. Like, there's even a point, I think the end of the trailer is like, you know, the typical Shaft moment where Shaft goes through the glass. Mm-hmm. Right? They have old Shaft, Richard Townsend, yes, do it. They have Sam Jackson do it. And then the child hits the glass and it doesn't break. Mm-hmm. And he's just whining outside. And I'm just like, guys, what's going on here?
Listen, I'll take a Pootie Tang. I'll take Pootie Tang in 2019. I'll not take another Shaft. I refuse.
I don't think anyone has the balls to make a Pootie Tang in Pootie 2019.
Tang, rewatching that, I don't know how that movie was allowed to be made. The movie's spectacular. Everyone should be arrested. Coconut.
Louis C.K. directed.
Yeah. Oh, alright. Sorry, what? Never mind. Louis C.K. directed Pootie Tang.
Oh, Pootie Tang. Okay. Yeah. I thought, I kind of zoned out for a second. Mm-hmm. I thought he said that Louis C.K. directed the latest Shaft movie, which would be spectacular. Okay.
your Kylo Ren bullshit. For 30 seconds, I was dying with laughter, but then they kept going. And I couldn't do it anymore. I didn't find it at all hilarious. What is hilarious? Did you watch a Breaker Uppers trailer?
Douglas. Yes, I have seen that trailer.
Douglas. It says Taika Waititi presents, and it does not disappoint. That trailer looks awesome. I cannot wait to watch the TV series. Netflix, thank you for bringing this to me. I cannot wait. Oh boy, that looks so good. And Andrew, why The Last Man? Have you finished reading it?
I have not. I've read like the first four volumes.
Is it and still boring?
I don't know. It was when we last spoke about it.
Yeah,
when
which
was
like 8 years ago.
Right.
It was boring then. Did it stop being boring?
It was never boring, Damien. I hate you.
What's the last thing Andrew told me to read that was actually a good use of my time? Was it the
Did
last
you read
X-Men?
Jimmy's Bastards?
Yeah, Jimmy's Bastards. I read all of that. That resolves the first issue hides what kind of lunacy comes out of the rest of those issues. At one point that comic book becomes very upsetting. A lot of ill shit happens in that comic book. Oh boy, I'm not. But I did enjoy it. As much as you can enjoy that comic book, I assume.
Oh, Why The Last Man?
No, Jimmy's Bastards.
Oh, okay.
It starts out like James Bond, mm-hmm, and then it becomes one of the most disgusting things that has ever happened. I think the last X-Men is the one that I enjoyed.
I think that's the one we all enjoyed.
Yeah,
that one's great.
The worst X-Men.
Yeah, the worst X-Men. Yeah. Right. Actually, enjoyed the Supergirl comic. Was it last year?
I don't think I've ever read a Supergirl comic.
Yeah, I enjoyed that one. But last week was the Super Bowl and
yes,
tennis.
It was.
And basketball.
So sports.
And football. And
this week is no Super Bowl.
And Formula One preseason. And so, yes.
Is this your way of telling us you've seen nothing this week?
Lots of sports. I watched something with my mother this week. Oh!
A Western.
Okay. So, The Brother Sisters. I remember last week telling you guys it was a pile of garbage.
Have you come back to apologize?
No. My mother watched the opening of that and she, like everyone else, went, "Oh, this is like a comedy." And I said, "Yes, it is like a comedy." And then went away. about 15 minutes later, I felt someone tapping me on my shoulder. And my mother said the words that made me smile all the time. She's like, "Where do you people find these movies for this podcast?" And I said, "This is not a podcast movie." I apologize for not deleting this. 15 minutes is how far. She saw, Jake Gyllenhaal.
Oh, Jake.
And I didn't realize my mother hated Jake Gyllenhaal. And I asked her why, like, which movie was it? And she said that he was in the Night movie. I said, "The Night movie?"
The Night movie, I know what you're talking about.
Christ name are you talking about? Movie? And she's just like, "Yeah, no, the movie where him there do things at night." Yeah. I'm going to go, "What?" And then I realize she hated Nightcrawler. Not that she hated him in Night. So she liked the movie. But she's one of those old people that can't split
human.
So she
knows him. He's that horrible human being.
She hated him much in that movie that she does not like him.
Speaking of Nightcrawler, I think we all need to watch that movie this week.
Okay. All right.
That movie.
I agree.
Have you seen it yet, Douglas? The shitty one.
I'm sorry, what is that?
The one that has a Netflix stamp on it.
Excuse me? Who is doing what now?
Velvet Buzzsaw or something like
Absolutely
that.
Absolutely not. No.
Sir Damien.
Yes.
I saw Mortal Engines in the spreadsheet. You're not allowed to say no to this.
Listen.
Well, the funny thing is, I'm not actually going to put it in as my pick. I was just saying we should watch it.
Yeah, except no. Andrew.
We double bill it with Mortal Engines. We go deep. we go full on.
Yes, let's all do right. this.
Listen, this road only leads to sadness. If we do, we have to commit. I don't want to come here next week and people tell me that they watch half of Mortal Engines and went, "I'd rather die and not be on this podcast." Okay? I need everyone to commit to this suicide mission. The movie that I actually saw again, because my uncle came over, we watched Rambo. Losers. Yes, with Idris Elba.
Oh, that one. Yeah. I remember not liking
Don't
it at all.
Stop believing.
Yeah. That movie ain't bad.
Fuck you.
It isn't bad.
It's a poor man's A-Team.
But it knows what it is. Like, I was just like, yeah, this was one of, like, the shitty comic book movies before people know to me. But no. That movie knew it is dumb. There's, like, a sex fight, and then they burn up a building. It's, like, it's all bad.
There's
it's
a sex all fight.
Like, he's making a green nuclear weapon that vaporizes islands. Like, it's so dumb.
Wow.
It's over the top.
I have put that so
and ridiculous.
Me.
And I smiled the entire time through. And it's before Idris became Idris. And it's before Captain became Captain.
No, man. He was Luthor by that time.
Yeah, but he wasn't Idris.
Oh,
Elba.
Yeah. Right, fair enough.
Like, he isn't the star of that movie. There's no way if a movie is made today and Idris Elba is in it, he's not number one.
No, that's not true. It depends on the type of movie. If it's like a regular movie, a mainstream movie, he'll probably be a part in it. If it's a Tyler Perry movie, he'll be number one.
I'm sorry, what's a Tyler Perry movie? I don't know what that is. You have to explain it to me.
It's the one where that big black man dresses up as a woman.
Oh, you mean Garbage?
Yes, that's garbage. Right. Yeah.
I've stopped watching Garbage a long time ago.
Yeah. It's weird. He always strikes me, and maybe it's just because the movies where he is lead just are never good. For me, all right?
Yeah, are but good.
I'm always surprised how popular he is. I feel like he's an undercover star, you know? But, yeah.
He's like wherever Tom Cruise is, he's like a rung below
no,
that.
No, he cannot be that.
I'm not
that
joking.
High up.
I'm not joking.
Cannot be that high up.
I am not joking.
There's no way.
Let's talk about The Expanse. When's The Expanse coming back?
It's coming back like next week, I think.
And Game of Thrones?
April.
It's finally ending.
Yeah.
They gave me two good seasons. I should start watching season 1 and 7 again. Get myself ready.
So guess what, guys? I watch movies that I have watched already.
Yeah, that's...
I watch Alalan in Inimoscope.
Inimoscope.
Inimoscope. I also watched Ant-Man and the Wasp because that movie is fucking amazing.
You know what you should
I
watch?
Love that movie.
You know what you should watch?
No, I should not.
Ant-Man.
No.
Hey, guess what you should watch? Hey, if you like Ant-Man 2, there's a better version of it. It's called Ant-Man 1.
Absolutely not. I don't believe you, and I'm not going to give you the opportunity to prove it to me.
If you like Ant-Man, let's use the Amazon algorithm. We see where you like Ant-Man.
Actually, to be fair to Amazon, yeah, that's not how it would work.
Uh-huh.
The Amazon algorithm would say, if you like Ant-Man 2, you should watch Ant-Man 2.
Yeah, that's true.
I love that they do it all the time.
So
I
weird.
Buy a phone or something
it's
like
so
that.
Weird.
You know, I understand if it's like paper or something that you have to buy over and over. But I'll buy like a one purchase item and they're like, so we saw you bought this.
Why not?
You could
buy
just buy
some more
another
of it.
One.
Yeah.
Or by its closest competitor. You know, it's
or
ridiculous.
Buy it again and something else in a bundle. Amazon, what's happening?
Amazon, you're the worst. I still love you.
Use Rakuten or AliExpress or eBay to commit suicide.
I used eBay once. I had to haggle with somebody over a phone.
Hey,
it's not
eBay.
Fun.
eBay. Fucking fix your website. Okay? Sick of your shit. Stop it. Damn it, man. eBay sucks so hard. Just put all these shitty ads. You can buy a pin or a plane. No, I can't. Because your website sucks. God damn it. Andrew, what have you seen? You live in the future. What future movies have you seen?
Future. I've seen zero movies that you're interested in.
I saw
That's
one
always
movie.
The case.
I saw a picture of one movie that you watched.
What's that?
It was a war, and it was rather chilly.
Cold War!
Damien, do you want to break this one to him?
What's happening? What's happening?
You spoke
about
it. I know you spoke
week.
About it last week, but actually, it's weird. Maybe it's because I don't check Instagram as much as I used to, but I only just saw that picture today. I do remember you talking about it.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Cool. What should I talk about out of my list?
Look at me and my list.
I saw, I watched Mikey and Nikki, the 1976 film by Elaine May with Peter Falk and John Cassavetes.
He knows I can tell when he's making up movies, right?
He just said Columbo, so okay. I can live with that.
And I didn't really like this movie that much. It was an old 70s movie. They were running around all night. The story of it is basically John Cassavetes' character has murdered someone. And a hitman is out to get him. And he calls his friend Peter Falk because he's worried. And they basically have a night where Peter Falk is trying to calm him down and like get him to like do something reasonable rather than just be in this hotel just crazy, and they go all, it's like an all night crazy movie, but it's not like it's 70s grunge comedy where they're not funny the way that we kind of want all night crazy movies to be funny. They're their own brand of 70s funny, and I've never quite loved that. It reminded me a lot of John Cassavetes' film from the time, which also had him and Peter Falk in it. I think it's called Fathers or Brothers or something like that. And it wasn't my favorite. I didn't really love it. I watched a documentary, which I won't say any more words about because
no, you're not to talk about that movie because I'm now looking at your list of movies you've watched. I know what it is. You're not to talk about it. You're not allowed.
Right. The other thing that I'll mention, which I didn't love anyways, but I'll say it just because there's like a connection that I can say. I watched Private Life, which is a movie I was looking forward to seeing. It's a Netflix movie.
So it
stars
bad.
Paul Giamatti and Catherine Hahn. And it's directed by Tamara Jenkins. And if you don't know that name, she's the lady who directed The Savages 10 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
That movie with Philip Seymour Hoffman.
Yeah. I didn't mind The Savages.
And Laura Linney.
Yeah, they hated their father.
Yeah.
Because it's a piece of shit. Yeah, I like The Savages.
Yeah. This movie is basically about these 40-year-olds wanting to get pregnant,
mm-hmm.
and the ridiculousness that they'll go to get pregnant.
It looked bad.
It's not that great. Like it is rough. But I want to give it a shot because
the trailer looked rough.
I mean, once I said the lady who brought me Savages, I was like, all right, and Catherine Hahn. I love Catherine Hahn. Douglas knows this.
Yeah, right. I saw that trailer though, and it said Netflix. All the stars were lining up for this movie to be bad.
Look, Netflix gave me Roma and Buster Scruggs last
year.
Did
it really?
Scruggy in it.
They've won some favor from me for now. Right, I understand, Damien. You're right.
Mm-hmm. But
especially if I hear director names.
They've extended the runway. They have some clout back, I get it.
All right, so Andrew, there's something I want you to talk about.
Yes.
And I'm just going to, Damien, for you, read a little synopsis of this film.
Okay.
And then Andrew can tell us how ridiculous it is.
Sure.
An earnest ball of yarn named Pearl gets a job at a fast-paced, high-energy, male-centric startup. Things start to unravel as she tries to fit in with this close-knit group. Pearl must ask herself how far is she willing to go to get the acceptance she yearns for, and in the end, is it worth it? This is just filled with puns. Andrew, how is this? It's actually a short. How is
so
this
is a short film, and this is a short film that came out of Pixar.
Okay.
You can go watch it on YouTube.
Never.
Right? I don't know what program it is, but I saw it and I was like, I'll sit down and I'll watch this 10-minute short film because Pixar's name is on it. Why not? It's all right.
Okay. So what you're saying is then, all of those puns, they're not fun puns. They're... I'm trying to show how important
puns.
It is to think about these sad thoughts puns. Okay, I get you.
They're marketing puns.
Yeah.
Pixar
has been like that in the past.
But then again, this is a short that wasn't attached to a film, so you already know that it's like
not one
it's
of
the
good
one
ones.
That didn't get picked, right?
Except, Paper Man was attached to one
Paper
of the films.
Man.
Paper Man.
Did
that.
You
Paper
guys
Man.
See the short from last year, Bo?
I doubt it.
Nope.
It's a pretty nice short.
Hold on. Did you say Bo, right?
Yes.
Okay, I just heard O. But yes, I know that I've got that this bow. I know what you're talking about, and I also know I have not watched it.
A bow?
You know what?
I know what you're talking about, and I also know now that I have not watched it.
Oh, look at those very...
You should watch it.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. It's one of their best shorts, I think, that
Is it good because it has emotions? Because then, fuck that shit.
Which Pixar film doesn't have emotions, Douglas?
Paper Man.
Oh, Incredibles.
That movie has many emotions.
It absolutely does.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Not the ones that I don't care.
I mean, Jack versus the squirrel is the only short I care about. And there's no emotions in that except excitement. Yes.
There are many emotions in that. It's just frightening.
Just the most hype.
I didn't have the two.
I'm curious, Douglas, as a gentleman who falls asleep watching TV shows that you don't care about just because they're TV shows.
Yeah.
Have you given Russian Doll a chance yet?
I have watched all of it.
Ooh. I've only seen the first episode.
Great. Yeah.
Doesn't sound great because you've not spoken about it yet.
I forgot, actually. Okay. So it's a good thing. But, I mean, it's not something that I would necessarily go crazy about and recommend to everybody. Mm-hmm. It's definitely not bad, but it
I like
is
the girl in there.
Yeah, that's why I watched it actually. So it's obvious. The obvious comparison is Groundhog Day, right? Or Source Code, and actually it's more Source Code than Groundhog Day because what they do with it is the characters in it kind of realize that there is a purpose and there's a way to win the game, essentially, just like how they did with Source Code. And there's something that they do at the end that I feel like I need to watch the last episode again, or at least maybe just the last part of the last episode to see if I fully get it. Because I actually... And this probably speaks to maybe how good it is. As soon as the show finished, I went online and Googled what does the end of this show mean, right? So the fact that I was that interested probably is a good thing. But it's not... I mean, the trailers made it look a little more fun than it is. It isn't really fun. It's more these people exploring themselves and realizing, and now going back to, I guess, the Groundhog Day side of it, realizing that they're horrible people and there's something that they should do to try to fix themselves, and then they get the opportunity to do so. That's really what this is. And yeah, I think I like it, but as I say, I'm not gonna pressure anybody to watching this show.
I need something to watch that isn't The Expanse.
And it's fairly short. I think it's only 6 episodes. Something like that. Maybe 8, actually.
And they're 30-minute episodes.
Yeah, and they're 30-minute episodes. I watched it in one night.
Where are we going to find 4 hours?
When the Super Bowl is no longer on.
Yeah, there's no football on Sunday.
That's right.
Except real football.
Yep. So, Andrew, you watched the first episode, you say?
I've only seen the first episode.
What did you think?
I thought it was interesting. I didn't really know what to... I mean, I already knew it was this whole looping story thing.
Mm-hmm.
And it was weird for this sort of a story to be a TV show. Because I think all of the examples you've mentioned so far, they've all been movies for us.
Yeah.
Where we're like, all right, we're sitting down for 2 hours and we'll get to a resolution at the end.
Mm-hmm.
But it's strange for me to be like, okay, this is the end of an episode. Tune back in next week or whenever you press next button. To see the rest of this looping story where I'm like, this is strange, but it just felt weird to me, you know?
It is a little weird. Yeah.
And I haven't gone to watch the second episode yet, and it's been like a week, and I know I want to try, but I just kind of forgot about it.
Mm-hmm.
And I said to myself, I know someone who watches TV shows even when he doesn't have time to watch movies. I'll ask him.
DJ Rob.
Whoever
he's
could
like,
that
He's like, Andrew, be. I don't have time to watch movies right. I haven't seen before.
I've seen 19 hours of this TV
But I'll watch
TV
a 12-hour TV yeah. series I don't like.
I'm a psychopath.
Yes. It's wonderful, the things that I do with my Friday nights.
In fairness, I found an incredible amount of time to play Red Dead for about a 3-month period.
Mm-hmm.
And now that I'm no longer playing Red Dead for 18 hours a day, I don't know where I found the time. No idea. No idea. I've been that game twice. The game is a trillion hours.
Yep.
Don't know why I bothered beating it twice, because I played it the exact same way the second time. Didn't make any better decisions. Was better at the game and just went through it doing a bag of shit. Game is fun. But it's sports for me, and the sports don't stop for a while. Although basketball is going on the All-Star break, so I'll get about a week off.
But what about F1?
That doesn't start till March.
What about football?
What about football? You think I wasn't watching football?
What about tennis?
No, tennis is done.
What about golf?
I'm sorry, I said sports.
What about curling?
Huh? Curling what?
What about hockey?
We don't play hockey. We hate hockey. My last was saying found. My don't was saying do. Let's keep it on the level. But I walked away from you. I turned my back on the devil. Turned my back on the angel too. They all give my heart a medal for letting go of you. When I turn my back on the devil, turn my back on the angel too. Now I'm living in this temple where they tell you what to do. I'm old and I've had to settle on a different point of view. I was fighting with temptation, but I didn't want to win. A man like me don't like to see temptation cave it in. Your crazy fragrance all around, your secrets in my view. My loss was saying found, my doom was saying due.